Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Happy Friday, everyone. We made it. I love Fridays. I get up on Friday. You know what I want to do? I want to worship. And when I get to worship, I just want to say, amen. In fact, sometime today in this service, you might just want to say, amen. In fact, you might need a prompt occasionally. So if I raise my hand, I want you to say,
amen.
I want you to say,
amen.
Because that's what we do in worship. It's a dialogical, relational experience. If you get excited about the word, get caught up in a vision larger than yourself, I just want you to have the freedom to say,
amen.
Amen. All right. A couple weeks ago, Kate and Paul did the sweet game show where they talked about some of the expectations as you come in to worship, where we say the
amen.
Thank you very much. We talked about making this a cell phone free zone, about not walking on the pews, about how to leave with grace, about how to worship as yourself. As you worship, that you're free to sit down or dance or be contemplative or simply shout out a
amen.
That you're free to do that. But we also said something else, that when you come to worship, I think that there are some things you can expect from us. Some things that when you are in this space, you should be able to count on. And we mentioned three things that we want to be utterly committed to in chapel. And I want to unpack that a little bit more today. When you come into chapel with the cell-free zone and not walking on the pews and worshiping as yourself, saying the gigantic,
amen.
I think that you should be expected to sing. That you will sing the songs of the faith, old songs and new songs. I think that you should be expected that you will be prayed for and that we will be a praying people. We want to make sure that chapel is a place of prayer. And the third thing is we want to make sure that this is a place where we listen to the word and we preach the word. I think these three things you can expect when you come to chapel. Now, why these three things and not other three things? Why not Scrabble? Why not a lecture? Why these three things? Why singing, praying, and preaching? Well, these three things, we believe, is what bind us together in a worship service that's going on all the time, a worship service that never ends. When we look farther up and further into the high country of the Trinity, we see a reality that is even now pressing in upon us, and these three things are all present. Well, how do I know this? When we open the book that we love, and we turn to the very last book, the book of Revelation, this is the book that St. John wrote while on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. He is exiled from his seven churches that he's a pastor of. And while he's exiled, he sees a vision. And it is a vision of a worship service that is going on all the time right now. And within that worship service, we notice these three patterns. This morning, I want to invite you into that worship service. Close your eyes if you have to. And just enter in to this large reality that is even now upon us. St. John writes this, beginning in chapter 4. Then I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open. And the first voice, which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet, said, "Come up here, and I'll show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit. And there in heaven stood a throne with one seated on the throne. And the one seated there looks like jasper and carnelian. And around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. And around the throne are 24 thrones. And seated on the thrones are 24 elders dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their heads. And coming from the throne are flashes of lightning and rumbling and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne burn seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God, and in front of the throne there's something like a sea of glass, like crystal. And around the throne, and on each side of the throne, are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature is like a lion. The second living creature is like an ox. The third living creature's got the face of a human face. And the fourth living creature is like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. And day and night, without ceasing, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the four living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." And then I looked, and I saw in the right hand of the one who is seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back. It was sealed with seven seals. And then I looked and I heard the sound of a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to take the scroll and open its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll and look into it. And I began to weep bitterly because no one was able to open the scroll or look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, and he can open the scroll and break its seals." And then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who is seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sing a new song. They sing a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God." And then I looked, and I heard the sound of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and they numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And then I heard every living creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the elders fell down and worshiped, and the four living creatures said, "Amen." Amen. And the four living creatures said,
"Amen."
And Hope College says,
"Amen."
This is John's vision of what's going on right now all the time. Worship is the one thing we do in life that we will join for eternity. Worship is one of the things that pulls us in and centers our life. Though there be so many different fragmentations pulled in different directions, we catch a glimpse of reality. And that reality has a throne. There's so much life in this vision. There's lightning and peals of thunder. There's torches and spirits flying around into the world. But one of the things, the three things that we see in this that we can join into right now is singing. There are five hymns in this vision. And the people of God sing. We are a singing people. There are old songs, and then they sing a new song. This morning we sang a new song that we're learning, but we also lean into an old hymn that the saints have been singing for centuries. We want to be that kind of people. We want to join with the saints, and we want to sing old songs, and we're going to sing new songs. And it's appropriate that we sing, because when we are faced before the throne, and the one who sits there like jasper and carnelian, and there are flashes of lightning, prose just doesn't do it. Prose has got to condense into poetry, and we put this to meter, into rhythm, and we sing. We are a singing people. So in chapel, we are going to sing. Amen?
Amen.
We're not only just going to sing, we're also going to pray. And there I saw on the right hand of the scroll, seals, seven of them, with words written on the back. And there's one who comes and takes that scroll. And when he takes that scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fall before the Lamb, and they're each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. My friends, these are our prayers. These are our prayers of adoration. These are our prayers of supplication. These are our prayers of lament. These are our prayers for healing and deliverance. These are our prayers, the prayers that coming up in this service before the throne that the Lamb has are our prayers before God. And God hears them. And we are going to be a people who pray. In chapel, you should expect that this is a place that is more like a bowl of incense where the prayers go up to God. We're going to be a people who pray. We're going to be a people who sing. And we're going to be a people who listen to the word. We listen to the word in chapel because that is what we need to hear most. We need to hear a word outside of us, outside of our own experience. We need to get outside the cul-de-sac of our navel. And the way we do that is to open up the book that we love. And what we most desperately need is a word from the Lord. And that's what John needs in this vision. Did you notice it? There's all this life and exuberance. There's the four living creatures. There's the elders. And they're all worshiping with full voice. They're singing around the throne. They're casting their crowns. And John feels on the outside. And he wonders, am I included into this? He sees the scroll and it's sealed and no one can break its seals. No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth. And John wonders to himself, am I involved? Do I get to be included in this? Is my name on that scroll? I want to look in and see, but no one can open it. And then one of the best sermons in all of Scripture, I think, the elder comes and says to John, do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered, and he can open the scroll. The elder says, yes, John, you are included, but look to Jesus. Jesus has conquered, and that is the word of hope. Though he be slain, he be mighty, for he is resurrected, and right now he has bought and ransomed people from every tribe and language and nation, and he has made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God. The reason why we are going to pursue a kingdom vision is because Jesus has conquered. And whatever circumstances you are in right now, you need to know that the Lamb has conquered, and the Lamb is for you. And it is the word of hope. It is our reality. And that is why we are committed to not making this a lecture hall, but a preaching hall. This is not a stone building. It is a stone pulpit built so that we might proclaim the good news with all joy, with all joy. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hey, go into this weekend with all joy, knowing that we will sing, we will pray, and we will preach. Join with me in prayer. We thank you, God, for this day. Bless us all in our activities, whether in scholarship or in athletics or retreats, that wherever we go, whatever we do, we may let our light shine so that we might join in with a barbaric amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, everyone says,
amen.
Go in peace, friends.